Do what's wrong. from heights I never thought I knew. Besides, the knowingness is strange. Inside, I hope I'll never change. I am failing without you.
Welcome to the Slipstream. I am your host, Damon. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours, rocking the tunes, yo. The track you just heard was a song called Addiction by Herbert, or as he is sometimes known, Matthew Herbert, from his album Bodily Functions. And interestingly, many of the sounds you heard in that song were made from recording Bodily Functions, because Herbert's weird like that, but surprisingly, it creates some beautiful music, so keep on rocking in the free world. He actually has this manifesto that he has all these rules about sampling sounds, and he will never synthesize a sound that he could record otherwise. It's very interesting stuff, and it's online if you search for it. Matthew Herbert. Interesting stuff. Anyway, and before that was Luomo with Really Don't Mind from his new album, Paper Tigers. And I was just discovering that Luomo is only one name for a Finnish fellow who seems to record under a whole bunch of different monikers, as tends to happen with electronic music, I guess. His real name is Sasu Rapati. I'm probably pronouncing that completely wrong, but there you go. Anyway, we've got a groovy show for you tonight. A lot of music, as is actually par for the course on the show. We just start off with something, well, it's not too old, but it's older than sometimes. It is from the soundtrack to Dancer in the Dark, also known as Selma Songs. This is Bjork with New World here on the Slipstream. Oh, just one second. Here it is.
Train whistle, sweet clementine, blueberries, dancers in
thank you.
Cybele with Lembra from, okay, get this, the name of the album, and this is definitely now in the running for maybe pretty close to your favorite album title. It's called The Shine of Dried Electric Leaves. How appropriate it would have been if I managed to play this before we got a bunch of snow dumped on us, but The Shine of Dried Electric Leaves, that just works to me. It's it calls to mind exactly what the album calls to mind, and it's a really neat sentiment and a really neat idea, so that's all you really can go for on an album. I guess it could be funnier, but other than that, it's pretty much got the title thing down pat. Really neat album, the whole thing. Very moody, atmospheric like that. And that lovely voice by, I guess, Cybele. She probably has another name, too. Before that, you heard a bit of an old track, an ending, Ascent, by Brian Eno, famous old boy, from his album Apollo Atmospheres and Atmospheres and Soundtracks, that came out 1983, 1 year before I was born, 23 years ago, and still sounds pretty. And before that, Bjork with New World from Selma Songs. You're listening to The Slipstream, 93.3 CFMU. I'm your host, Damon Muma. I'll be with you, just coddling you along, giving you some beautiful, glorious music to listen to on this lovely evening, as I see fit. No, I always like to play some awesome music. That's the point of this show. Given the presumption that I have really good taste in music, then I play really good music on the show. If not, if I have bad taste in music, then I don't play good music on the show. So there's kind of like this relativity thing going on. But I invite you to listen and hope that you will perhaps hear some new sounds that you may not have heard before. Well, how was that? How was that for selling the show? How was that for not? That was useless, guys. All right. Here's Function from their new album, The Secret Miracle Fountain. This track is called The Red Hook Overview, here on 93.3 CFMU.
Separate and bodies adorn your world. Everybody Loves Marco, starring the staff of CFMU. Program Director James Tennant, Administrative Director Sandeep Bhandari, Music Director Olga Kyrgyzis, News Director Jen Gimo, Sports Director Rachel Palmieri, Production Coordinator Aaron Goldstein, and everybody's favorite Promotions Coordinator, Marco DeFranzo. CFMU. We certainly are a bunch of characters. Everybody Loves Marco was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
And welcome back. After that riveting promotional spot, I don't know that I can compete because I don't have a laugh track or an audience cheering me on, but I can still find it within myself to run over the songs which you just heard. I keep on using that, and because I have a mind that is predisposed to making puns, whenever I say that I'm going to run over something, I giggle a little bit inside, and then I feel stupid, and then I have to explain why I was giggling inside, even though obviously no one could tell, and then I just dig myself deeper and deeper and deeper until I finally just decide to cut it and tell you that the song you heard was Horns of a Rabbit. Yes, indeed, by Do Make Say Think. From there, actually a completely fabulous album that I recently discovered. I never listened to it before. I'd heard of the band. I listened to it over the weekend, and I was quite blown away. The album is called Winter Hymn, Country Hymn, Secret Hymn. And Do Make Say Think. Post-rock out of Toronto. Good stuff. That one's from 2003. If and you care. I don't know why I say the years that all the albums come out. It doesn't matter. Someone tell me. It doesn't matter. Probably no one cares. Whatever. Before that was Pissing. Pissing, as in urinating, synonym for, by Carla Bozulich from her new one, Evangelista. And starting that off, The Red Hook Overview by Function from The Secret Miracle Fountain, also from this year. Some good stuff. We're kind of doing this fuzzed out post-rock shoegaze kind of thing for at least a little while tonight before we rock out, which is going to happen pretty hardcore, maybe at about 20 after 1, give or take. In the meantime, here's a track by, as I understand it, I don't really know anything about this band because I haven't listened to them. I just really like this song. They're called Slint, and I understand from my extensive, obsessive reading about music that they're kind of a big deal. I don't know. They're a math rock band. Anyway, this song I really quite like. It is by Slint. It is from their album that is called Spiderland. Ooh, scary, eh? And the song is called Good Morning, Captain. And I do hope you like it.
the dawn was left behind by the storm. He felt the creaking of the stairs beneath him that rose from the sea to the door.
grass, last night's as crowns of iodine and fire on Jezebel's luminescence. I swear you are my horse's eye. A bomb past the embassy, a giving fantasy, a cemetery. You look so good on the late night news with your curtain and your teeth. Yeah, I love you like a violin. I hurt you like an amputee. But I ain't gonna lose my skin. I would love to see you again. Again.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It was a long time waiting for that song to just finally end, wasn't it? That was late 90s bedroom rock for the Missionaries by Broken Social Scene from You Forgot It and People. Came out way back in 02, locally, 2003, nationally, I believe. Bit of a classic, I guess, as far as a lot of things. I just listened to it again recently, reconfirming what a great, varied album it is, and I think I definitely better than their most recent one, which you'd probably call their third, depending on what you count as an album. Before that was Australia's The Drones with Jezebel from their new CD, Gala Mill. Very dirty and grimy it was. And before that, Good Morning, Captain, from Spiderland, by Slint, on the Slipstream on 93.3 CFMU. That's right, that's the ticket, that's the hot ticket here. It's time to turn on the rock, I guess, basically. This track is by a now-defunct band called Dismemberment Plan. Cool name. From their 1999 album Emergency and I. Please enjoy on 93.3 CFMU the song entitled A Life of Possibilities.
You took the underground now, through the sun, through the cooling clay. As the dim fades above you, you move and you see gray. You know it's all good. And our hearts lead you onwards, and our signs point you on your way. You're just off in all directions. It's endless, it's mapless. No compass, no North Star.
Thank you. against your hand, my pulse can rise and rest. Sing December, sing Lazarus, stand on ceremony. For us with lust, it's only motivation. Blackout, put out the light. Let the sun go down, bring on the night. Put our blanket on the floor until the power gets restored. You're a wild art trainer. You're a highlight operator. Do me a favor.
Was the Constantines with Hotline Operator from last year's Tournament of Hearts. Before that, the Black Angels with Prodigal Son from their new one, Passover. And before that, a Dismemberment Plan with A Life of Possibilities from Emergency and I. These headphones are extremely uncomfortable. I think they've got to be about 30 years old. I can't see anything like this being made. Maybe in the 80s. Maybe. Definitely not the 90s. And they're a little bit uncomfortable. Just if you want to know that, because I'm sure you care. About the Constantines, I had the pleasure of seeing them in concert on Saturday at the Underground here in Hamilton. It's actually the sixth time that I've seen them, which is kind of ridiculous. It's actually, I think, the most that I've seen any band. I go to some shows, not too many recently, but, you know, I see a fair share of bands. But Constantines take the cake at six times apiece, beating out U2 and the Matadors, who are at five times apiece. And we're all tied until Saturday, when Constantines took the lead, and they always put on an amazing show, and that's why I keep going to see them. They really bring it. They really, really bring it, and their music works extremely well in a live setting, I feel. It's kind of like some music, you lose a little bit of the melodicness, or you lose a bit of the... But they're all just down and dirty, rah, and Steve Lamke's voice actually works so well live. As I find a lot of singers don't quite bring it live. Why am I saying bring it? Yeah, I'm cool, that's why. Okay, you know what time it is? Time for me to stop talking about the Constantines and do a public service announcement. I may or may not have a personal stake in this public service announcement. I will just read what it says on the page. It goes like this. Greetings, Hamiltonians. We want your art. If you have photography, paintings, or poetry, sculpture, or music, movies, or anything about the city of Hamilton, we'd like to check it out. In association with McMaster School of the Arts, we're producing a play about Hamilton, the steel mills, and the environment to be performed in February. We'd like to include as many different views of this of our city as we can. We'd like to use the work of local artists as inspiration in an exhibit or even in the performance itself. If you're interested in submitting your artwork for consideration or for more information, please contact us at productivesmog@gmail.com. Or visit us online at http://, that's the important part, productivesmogblog.wordpress.com. That's productivesmogblog.wordpress.com. And I can now announce, possibly for the first time on radio, that the Productive Smog play that those fine folks are doing is going to be called Nailing the Hammer. Kind of a play on words there, if you will, a guffaw, a humdinger of sorts. Okay, it's not really a humdinger. What even is a humdinger? I don't know. What I'm going to have to do now is play a song by The Hold Steady from their brand new, new enough, Boys and Girls in America album. This track is called Stuck Between Stations. And they're an interesting band. I think they have a very nice kind of vibe. And enjoy on 93.3 CFMU, who is redefining radio in your community, man. So yeah.
Paradise was right. Boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together. Sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight. Crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleeping late. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes to walk feeling, but he's out of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations on the radio. Devil and John Barry, but they took a walk together and they ended up on Washington talking to the river. He said, I surrounded myself with doctors and deep thinkers, the big heads and soft bodies make for lousy lovers. There was that night that we thought that John Barry could fly, but he didn't, so he died. She said, you're pretty good with words, but words won't save your life, and they didn't, so he died. And he was drunk and exhausted, but he was critically acclaimed and respected. He loved the Golden Gophers, but he hated all the drawn-out winters. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most guys are kind of fuzzy, but the last night he had total retention. That is Twin City Kisses. We all come down and drown in the Mississippi River. We drink and we dry up and now we crumble into dust. Covered up in rust.
but now we crumble in the dust. We corrode and now we're covered up in rust. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like it's stuck between stations. These Twin City kisses, they sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown.
washing machine. But I'd rather be damned than seen in jeans. I'm grown up now but refuse to learn that those were just adolescent concerns and possibly missing something. Someone should have told me. A record collection reduced to a mixtape. Headphones on, I made my escape. I'm in a film, a personal soundtrack. I'm leaving home and I'm never gonna come back. Learning lyrics from the CD inlay to impress people with the stupid things I say. I'm grown up now but refuse to learn that those were just adolescent concerns. I'm possibly missing something. Someone should have told me. A record collection reduced to a mixtape. Headphones on, I made my escape. I'm in a film, a personal soundtrack. I'm leaving home and I'm never gonna come back. A record collection reduced to a mixtape. Headphones on, I made my escape. I'm in a film, a personal soundtrack. I'm leaving home and I'm never gonna come back. Bedroom to hide in. Now I'm outside deciding. Older but wiser, this song's the decider. Is it the sound of a man wrestling with emotion, or the sound of him losing and causing commotion? I'm nothing for my peers but envy and hatred. How many girls have they seen naked? Now but refuse to learn that those were just adolescent concerns. I'm possibly missing something. Someone should have told me. A record collection reduced to a mixtape. Headphones on, I made my escape. I'm in a film, a personal soundtrack. I'm leaving home and I'm never gonna come back. A record collection reduced to a mixtape. Headphones on, I made my escape.
And that was Art Brut with Nag, 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 Nag. They're a new single. Because they're a British band, they're allowed to release singles without releasing albums or having an album in the making, so to speak. And I have to say, a progression for the band, very good song, very cool stuff. Art Brut, great band. Maybe a little more serious than their last album, but that's not a problem as far as I'm concerned, necessarily. If they disappear up their own arseholes, then we have a problem. But for now, everything is cool in Art Brut land. And before that, Persephone's Bees with Musica del Filma, which I just found out is in FIFA 2007 or something, from their album Notes from the Underworld. Relate that to the Persephone thing, yeah. They're on some Greek mythological literary level, literacy. And before that, The Hold Steady with Stuck Between Stations from Boys and Girls in America. You're listening to Slipstream 93.3 CFMU. I'm your host, Damon Muma. I haven't plugged the website yet on the show because basically I figure it doesn't do any good and I might as well not. But if you're interested in what I played today or in past days, I post playlists and recordings of the shows at slipstream.brokenuniverse.com on a fairly regular basis. And you don't have to say, what I have to say right now is today was the last day of classes for the term. And although I still have a lot of work to do, a particularly daunting essay that's, you know, perhaps giving me a bit of stress unneededly, but just not having to go to class, and especially not having to wake up for an 8:30 a.m. class tomorrow, that's cool by me, I gotta say. I'm cool with that. Yes, sir. So, without further ado, Switch it up a bit now, moving away from the rock and roll into, yes, electronica music. Yes, the music for Europeans and people who are weird in various ways that is unappealing to mainstream society. That's right. Synthesizers are not cool. And Eminem knows it best. When he ratted on Moby, who's not necessarily the best example of electronic music, because what am I doing? I'm making reference to like a song that came out like 5 years ago. Whatever. Electronic music is cool. I don't have to defend it here. You guys know, you listening to this show, you know that I play a lot of electronic music and you like it. And you like it so much, you just can't get enough of it. And that's why I'm playing another song in that sort of genre. This is by a band called My My. Oh, My My. Yes. The album is called Songs for the Gentle. And I listened to it the day before Pitchfork gave it a good rating. And I was like, ah, it's a really good CD. And then the next morning I went on Pitchfork and be like, now everyone thinks that I don't have any other source for music. Whatever. Shut up. I'm being an idiot. Anyway, this is a song called Got It by My My. And I do hope that you enjoy it here on the Slipstream. Get. And there you go. How smooth is that? Some nice smooth beats there. Courtesy of a fella named Cujo. But not really, see, it's not his real name. He's pulling a fast one, pulling your shorts up on your head. Fella's real name, Amon Tobin, see? This fella has released several albums. This was his first one, and didn't feel secure enough to release it under his own name. So he called himself Cujo and released an album called Adventures in Foam back in 1997. An exciting thing, and the reason for me to play this tonight was to bring attention to the fact that Amon Tobin is finally coming out with a new album. And I keep talking about this on the show. I say, it's been since 2002, man, and I love you to bits. Where are you with that new stuff? Well, now we know. I actually could have known much earlier if I was paying attention. But Amon Tobin is releasing a new album in March of next year. And it will be called, get this. See, what I'm doing is I'm finding out what it's called because I don't remember. Bloodstone. No, that's the first single. I don't see what it's called right now. That's embarrassing. I'm sure it's in here. Foley Room. That's what it is. Yes, the Foley Room. If you search for Amon Tobin Foley Room, you can see some clips of what's going on. The first single called Bloodstone includes a duet collaboration with the Kronos Quartet. And from what I have heard of it, it is completely cool. It's a great, great song. Anyway, so there, Amon Tobin. Look for that coming up next year. Hopefully it'll leak soon and I can throw some of the tracks on the show. And before that, Fish by Jacuzzi from Pure Breed Mongrel. And before that, Got It by My My from Songs for the Gentle. That is correct. And that is when we look at the time and we realize that it is 1:59 and that I have to leave and go home and do what I do when I am at home, which is something I will not admit to or publicize on this show. But it's a good time for everyone. And in order to hallow in that good time and the week that will pass before, again, I am on CFMU playing music and talking, I will play another song and wish you a happy week. This is Woodcat by Tung. T-U-N-N-G. Tung. From Comments of the Inner Chorus. Come out this year. Do enjoy. Stay tuned for the rerun of Octopus Army from, might be updated some other week. It might be this week's episode. We hope it is. But, and have a good week. Good luck with your exams and your studying and your being a happy and productive member of humanity. This is Woodcat.
Turn me into a hat. band, and the change trickled down. They left your brown body gentle and shimmery, back in a clearing with a deer in the evening. I come and find you, small, sleek and silent. I will live like lovers in an old wooden rhyme. We're in for a lovely time, all in for a lovely time, all in for a lovely time, all in for a lovely time. Like they did when you did what you did. I look for a man to turn me into a hare. Just like they did when you did what you did. Come close up to me, fire an open heart, raised in a vessel of arrowy action. Some satisfaction, some sweet satisfaction. All of this, everything spun round the mirror. They said it was a lovely time. They said it was a lovely time. They said it was a lovely time. Yeah, they said it was a lovely time. And we all had a lovely time.